You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Democrats getting violent more than once and in more than one place over the weekend. Early on Friday, a group of New Jersey Democrat representatives and the lunatic mayor of Newark, New Jersey, took part in a protest outside the Immigration Customs Enforcement Detention Facility, the ICE facility in Newark. When a van load of illegal immigrant detainees, and they, I guess, see it as their job to liberate these people or something, van drives through. That causes the gate to open. Congress members and Democrat politicians go wild. They get violent. Shoving, pushing, attacking on video security officers and ICE officers. Demanded they be allowed into the facility to exercise oversight. So they want to see the conditions in which these gang members, killers, child abusers, and rapists, because that's what's in there, are living under. They want to expose them, because these folks, to Democrats, you know what this shows you? These are the most valuable people in America. Not even just illegal immigrants, illegal immigrant gang members and criminals. Why? Why are they so upset about this? Because they know their future voters are bought to them, as well as 300,000 children who disappeared. We'll have more on that coming up. Where they might be, it's horrifying. They know that their future voters are brought to them by networks of these people. That is why the illegal immigrant gangster is so valuable to them. They will chase him to the ends of the earth. In this case, CECOT and El Salvador trying to liberate him. The thing that's so surprising to me, folks, Democrats have always been this way, but they've never been open about it. You would never catch them doing violent things on video. They do sneaky things behind the scenes to open up our borders. By the way, did you see the Border Patrol released a video? It's a major holding facilities that, and it was before and after they were slammed full, thousands and thousands of people. Now they're absolutely dead, silent, and empty. Why? Because you could always close the border if you're not running a voter drive. The prison that the Democrats tried to infiltrate violently currently holds alleged killers, including those who committed homicide in their own country and then fled here after being invited to come by Joe Biden, MS-13 gang members, child rapists, among other criminal offenders. The lawmakers were outside the facility with a group of protesters when the gates opened to allow the ICE bus in. The lawmakers then rushed in through the gates and past security, shoving and pushing their way in. They say they have a right to be there. Yes, but not whenever they, you know, inspect the facility. Yes, but not whenever they care to show up. They actually have a protocol for this. Department of Homeland Security Assistant Secretary Tricia McLaughlin said, look, we would happily give them a tour.
I mean, I'm glad I can be here to actually give viewers the facts. What happened as that these members of Congress, including the mayor as well, in a mob of protesters, as there was a bus full of detainees going through the gate, they stormed the gate and actually entered the first security checkpoint. This put law enforcement at risk, and this actually put the detainees as well at risk. If any official, including these members of Congress, want to enter the facility and take a tour, DHS is more than accommodating. But just because you're a member of Congress does not mean you can break the law, trespass, put law enforcement at risk, and storm the detention facility.
Folks, I hope Americans are watching this. I hope that they don't even consider giving, look, as bad as the Republicans are, I hope they don't consider giving Congress back to these people as a reward for their violence. But you know what you're watching, right? These are Democrats who've been taught, who believe, who've been made to believe that when it comes to immigration, this goes all the way back to the acceptance of sanctuary cities, which really took off under George W. Bush, that when it comes to immigration, and particularly illegal immigrants, they do not have to comply with the law. Special cutouts will be made if you are a Democrat. Assistant Homeland Secretary Trisha McLaughlin laid out what this facility is and who is in it. Remember, ICE right now is rounding up the most violent criminals, people who already have deportation orders. There's 900,000 of them. Tom Homan talked about this over the week. There's 900,000 of them that the Biden administration benched ICE officials on desk to let them roam free. They were supposed to be out picking them up, so there's a backlog. We've got 100,000 of them so far. So they're illegal immigrants who have violent criminal records and deportation orders. These are the worst of the worst. And Democrats are trying to liberate them violently.
I have yet to hear anyone on this network actually talk about who is in this detention facility. There are members of MS-13, known terrorists, murderers, child rapists. There are some of the worst in this detention facility. And I'm still very confused why these Democrats are so hell-bent on getting these heinous actors out of this facility when we have the proper permitting. And actually, in that press conference, those members of Congress actually noted the great conditions of this facility that our ICE enforcement officers so bravely operate.
So
they need fuel for the fake fire. And the fake fire is Trump is rounding up Americans, horribly abusing them, mainly because they're brown. These people, and they don't even speak of them as if they're illegal immigrants. They speak of them as if they're Americans. It's discrimination. It's horrific. We have to break our way in. It's like, you know, the Japanese camps, World War II. And yes, they need this for the narrative on CNN. That's where she was saying that. Never mind that Clinton deported 12 million with no formal process.
I mean, we're talking roughly 20 million or so who broke the law, and there was no enforcement of the law from the Biden administration, which presented an even bigger issue because they were able to come here illegally without any issues at all. Bill Clinton deported 12.1 million during his presidency. 92% to 93% of those people he deported were sent back without a formal proceeding, aka due process. Okay, so look to what President Trump said: 5 million trials. That's impossible. You can't do it. And the fact that these judges continue to get in the way and try to derail his deportation efforts, it's brutal because, you know, to Caroline's points earlier, the Manhattan Institute estimates an average net fiscal burden of $68,000 per illegal migrant, which actually goes up to $130,000 for those with lower education levels. That is a big drain on society. And one of the things that President Trump has mentioned.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Folks, what did I tell you all last year? I said we're living through a jobs apocalypse. These jobs are fake. And if you're living through a jobs apocalypse, and the jobs numbers are the only thing that the Democrats have going for them, and the jobs are fake, what does it mean? All the other financial stats are fake too. Well, it turns out the Bureau of Labor Statistics, which keeps a lot of these statistics upon which the markets run here, is as captured by the Democrats and as prone to hoaxes as any other agency, like the FBI. They've run a lot of hoaxes, Russia collusion. Apparently, the jobs numbers were a hoax, too. On a shocking level, this came out over the weekend. The Biden administration, going into the election, needed job creation. So they got their friends in the captured Bureau of Labor Statistics to fake some. From July through the end of September, the Bureau of Labor Statistics fakely reported 399,000 jobs created in the third quarter. Well, that just got revised down to goose egg. We actually lost 1,000 private sector jobs. Now, if you listen to the show every day or quite a bit, you remember me saying that. You remember my Battleground America podcast saying there are no jobs. We're not creating jobs. Americans inherently knew this. I think that's why they voted the way that they did. Then the Biden administration would go out there and gaslight you. Everything's great. If you don't think the economic situation's great, there's something wrong with you. You're just confused. You're not as smart as we are. No, it turned out the American people were quite smart. They figured it out. Listen to how bad it actually was last year. This is shocking. Biden administration claimed, fakely it turns out, that July through September of last year, 400,000 private sector jobs were created, when in reality, the private sector lost 1,000. Private sector jobs. We were not just at zero at goose egg. We were in negative territory. I've been warning you about that. What did I say? I said it before the election. I really said it after the election because I didn't want to discourage voting. I said what they're going to do. This is a captured agency. These are Democrats inside of here. They're covering for the Democrats. They know we're in a jobs apocalypse. The economy, think about this, has stopped creating private sector jobs. That's terrifying. And I said what they're going to do is they're going to gradually admit this under Trump so it will look like he caused the jobs apocalypse. So folks, the fact that they are reporting any jobs at all created by Trump is a miracle. Given what we were living through just as recently as July through September under Joe Biden, the absolute disaster of it. Here's EJ Antoni, who was the first to announce this revision last week.
David, I tell you what, the big downward revisions for Biden administration era data keep coming in thick and fast. The latest from the Bureau of Labor Statistics shows that in the third quarter of last year, a period when we were previously told the economy added 399,000 jobs, it turns out that private sector job growth in that quarter was precisely zero. We added no private sector jobs during
that time.
It's shocking. He's saying, say that again, because you have to process it. Folks, if we added zero jobs to the private sector, we actually shed 1,000 jobs instead of creating the 400,000. That was a big lie going into the election. Folks, we were in a recession. We've been in a recession since July, at least. And they're just shifting it to reveal it to the American people under Trump. He's trying desperately not to have a recession. He is dragging every business opportunity in this country he can get his hands on. So this is these are the shocking numbers.
In the third quarter of last year, so that's the period from the end of June through the end of September, we were told that last year the economy added 399,000 jobs after all the already existing downward revisions. We so supposedly added almost 400,000 non-farm payrolls, as they're called. And now the latest data from the Business Employment Dynamics report from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, these are official government numbers, shows the private sector added exactly zero jobs on net during that time. In other words, the job losses equaled the job gains, a net zero change. So there goes 399,000 jobs that we supposedly had.
So far, we're at 800,000 fake jobs.
What was last year's revision?
It was a downward revision of 800,000. I mean, it was absolutely massive. And what that essentially covers, though, is just so people understand, these aren't calendar years. The way the Bureau of Labor Statistics does this is from March of 1 year to March of the next. So it essentially includes quarter one of a certain year and quarter two, three, and four of the previous year. Again, it runs from March of 1 year to March of the next. So it doesn't quite line up with the calendar.
Okay. That doesn't count another 700,000 jobs total for 1.5 million fake jobs. So look, folks, this is what happened. The Democrats came in and they looted. I said, they're going to loot. This is what they do after a coup. Leftists have always done it. They looted. And the way they looted wasn't smashing windows and burning tires the way you used to. They did it by printing money, caused massive inflation. Job market cratered. We were in a recession. And all their friends got rich, funneling the money through the NGOs. And so they had to hide the economic damage that they did. We're now seeing that. Our economy was fake. Our jobs numbers were fake. It was all fake. Now, you can't just in one quarter say, oh, hey, by the way, we're going to tell you no jobs created and the economy was fake. It would be too obvious. They're going to do this to Trump over time, and they're hoping to use his tariffs to cover this up. This is why the Trump people are in a hurry to at least give Wall Street something like, hey, we've established a framework to negotiate with China. Because they don't want to go into the recession that or get credit with the recession for the recession that Joe Biden caused and started. That's been going since at least last year. Text writes, hey, Tara, we've been in a recession since Q2 of 2022. I don't doubt that. Text writes, when do we abolish or restaff the Bureau of Labor Statistics? We need deep accountability with firings and prosecution. Folks, I don't believe the jobs numbers now for Trump. I don't believe any of them. Text writes, hey, Tara, so the Summer of Love 2.0 has begun. Can you feel it? Yes, I can't be more excited. I hope nobody actually gets hurt. And at the rate we're going here, folks, we're going to have ICE agents get hurt. I love this Summer of Love. This is fantastic. Folks, I've been trying to tell you who the Democrats are for years. I mean, who they really are. They are importing these gangs in the hope of merging with them in the way the cartels and politicians in Mexico were merged, where the cartel just kills your opponents. Assassinates them. They love this model. They want to bring it here. They are fighting for these gangsters. They want them released. They want them back on the street. They want more children brought to them. They want money brought to them. They want violence brought to them. They want anyone afraid to run against them, like in Mexico. They want all of it. Can you see it now? Getting violent outside this ICE facility that contained only the most violent criminal illegal immigrants. So these aren't people who are in there because they committed the crime of breaking into our country. These are people who broke into our country and have extensive criminal records. Democrats getting violent fighting for them. Can you imagine if Democrats ever got real power, how these people would rule us? They wouldn't be on the inside of prisons, that's for sure. They'd be out running around where they were under Joe Biden.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.